morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I would like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how's everything going in your world?
Well, the Mother Nature hasn't been too bad.
Yeah, I mean, last week, other than a little fire and smoke, you know, it was pretty good.
Yeah, the little cookout on Bateman Island.
A little bit of a cookout.
Bring your own buns.
But no, you're right. It's been I like that. I can keep it in the 90s, and as long as we don't sizzle over 100. And yeah, it's been really good. It's been really good for showings. Makes it a little more comfortable, a little easier
on the lawns and the foliage.
Keep the properties going. So I agree. Good time of year. Definitely a great time to be in Tri-Cities. And people are enjoying some of the great things that we have here in the outdoor space and the days of sunshine. Every time I go over that bridge, boats in the water and people riding bikes and having a good time. As always, we have our in-house lending specialist, Mr. Mike Denslow. Mike, how are you?
Doing great. One more week till we have real fast boats on the water.
Real fast boats in the water coming up. And I know you're excited about that with all your involvement over the years in the water follies. I don't think everybody here knows you as the lending specialist, but you have quite a history with water follies, right?
Yeah, I've been president a few times, and then I talked Home Street into sponsoring a boat, and we won the national championship last year. And so, yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend next weekend.
Awesome. That's great to hear. And we'll be keeping track of that for sure. We always like to start off with our crazy celebrity house story. And this one's interesting and brings up actually a great local story about pricing. But Bobby Flay, the celebrity chef, Bobby Flay, has a Manhattan condo with pricing there that has been jumping around a little bit. And so the price was $8 million. And then after it first hit the market, they did a $1 million price drop in May. So it was $7 million. And now they recently just raised the price back to 7.25. And
so still out of my price range.
You got to be thinking to yourself, why would you raise the price if it wasn't selling? But the broker in this article pulled off of realtor.com there actually was quoted and saying that sometimes what you'll have happen is people in that price range are just searching up to $7 million and missing, or maybe they're going to like say 699 and missing it, where people on the next range might not ever know that's available. So they actually raised the price up so that it would show up in the searches for people searching from 7 million and above. Mm-hmm. So really interesting strategy, and there's a lot of different ways to look at that, but you can bracket houses in different price points. And sometimes that's an analysis we'll look at. It's really strange, but in Tri-Cities, for instance, sometimes you'll get above 500,000 and you'll see something interesting happen where maybe from 520 to 525, you'll look at the stats and you'll see six or seven homes sold in that short price point in the last, 8 or 9 months. And then you'll go from 530 to 540 and you might see one. So when you're looking at putting that house on the market, you can look at that historical data and you can say, gosh, it looks like as soon as we get below 525, statistically, we have a lot of sales pop.
Well, the funny thing with that is the conventional loan maximum is $424,000. So when you're in that price range putting 20% down, if you go above that, now all of a sudden you're putting more down. So maybe it's 20% plus when you get up into the 540, 550 range.
That's a great perspective, yeah, from the lending side of looking at those conforming versus jumbo loan, right?
Yep, in exactly.
That case?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. So that it's really important to kind of look at that and pay attention to that. I thought it was very, very odd, though, this article, and one reason I printed it off, is it says, and I was shocked this quote was even in here. The agent is quoted as saying, the property price will soon drop again. We're actually about to do a substantial price reduction. and I'm just, maybe he had the permission of his seller to do that or put that quote out there to try to generate some sort of offer. I hope that's the case, because to say that is just not putting you in the best negotiation.
Well, I'm thinking that they wanted to get the $7.1 to $8 million search and then give them a discount.
Potentially, that could be the case.
You know, I can't watch those real estate shows on HGTV without thinking of you guys and going, they're probably falling out of their chairs laughing right now.
Well, it is interesting. And actually, sometimes my wife thinks I'm just sick because I'll come home and I'll watch like $1 million listing or something. She's like, seriously, didn't you get enough of this for the first 12 hours of the day and you're going to watch this show? And I don't know. It's just maybe after I do it and I'm used to it, I get a little addicted to it. And you're right, McKay. Some of the stuff they do on there is for TV because it's borderline not ethical. You know, some of the stuff
we see. Yeah, I see some of that stuff and I go, geez, what an idiot. Lance would never do that. In fact, you'd be boxing his ears.
Absolutely. But some of it is exactly what we do, just with more zeros.
Well, I think reality TV is a little bit of a stretch in the reality.
Yeah, I think that's for sure. So it's fun. It's funny because some stuff you say, oh, I could never do that. I'd lose my license. And and other stuff you look at and you're like, I did that exact same thing today. So it's a 50-50 mix for sure. And there's actually been some licensing complaints against some of the agents on those shows in the past for some of the stuff that was portrayed on the show. So they've had to walk a fine line there themselves of what's embellished and what actually really happens. So really, really, really interesting. Great story to kind of kick us off here. But one of the things we wanted to talk about this week, and that is how our business is structured in comparison to maybe, say, a normal agent or a single real estate agent you would call acting on their own. And, you know, I gave a great talk to my agents earlier in the week, and that's part of the reason why we did this show. And we wanted to talk a little bit about our team structure. Was the talk I gave earlier in the week was forgetting to ask for the business. Meaning, you know, this is your livelihood. This is what you do every day. People need to know that you have a property management company, that you have you help people find homes to buy and you help people sell homes. And I laughed a little bit because I told the agents, I'm like, you know, this week I'm going to take my own advice because sometimes I kind of forget about that on the radio show. I love giving the information, love doing the show and stuff too, but and we do talk about it occasionally and love the interviews and the community interaction we get. But at the end of the day too, I don't want to forget, since I gave my agents the same advice, we want to interview for the job of helping you buy or manage and sell real estate, commercial, residential, and property management. So, and Mike, I'm sure you're not opposed to doing loans on those either.
Absolutely not. I'm available.
Okay, great. So now now my team will be happy. I took my own advice that I was giving them, and I told them I would do that. But one of the things I wanted to talk about is how that team is structured and what happens a lot of times when people call, and really how we came up with this is we started doing more business and generating, you know, 10 years ago, looking around at what was happening, how quickly the market was moving, and how things were becoming specialized. We took a lot of time, and my wife and I went down and did a lot of research, Arizona, California, Texas, and looked at how the trends were changing to provide a better customer service experience. And that's where the industry was really starting to go to a team approach. We looked at those models and said, how can we bring that back to the Tri-Cities, and why would we want to do that? And one of the things that happened is we realized pretty quick in the industry that helping a person sell a house and doing the marketing and the skills and the reach there and keeping up with that technology was a vastly different skill set than, say, helping somebody buy a house or purchase a house. And so one of the first things we did when we got back is we started to really split that role and said, okay, when you call in and you've got a house to sell, you're going to talk to, on my team, a listing specialist. You're going to talk to Alex and Kellen on my team, and that's all they do is interact with sellers. So they know those price points. They know what we talked about, the differentiation of exactly where those price points are, what's moving better, what's selling better, what advertising avenues we're using, what's that look like on Zillow right now. And so they're able to concentrate on that, as opposed to a buyer doing a search where, you know, a buyer might need to look at 15 houses so they can make a decision. Well, one of the things we noticed that happened a lot is you'd get a single agent, they'd get two or three listings, and they'd be working with that seller, and they're like, oh, I've got to get that ad together and get that ready to go into Zillow or to go into Facebook, into the ads. But, oh no, I just got a call from Battelle, and they've got a new candidate coming in, and they want to see 15 houses and do a community tour tomorrow and Wednesday. So what are you going to do? Are you going to drop all of the advertising that you were working on for those three or four sellers that you've lined up and then do this community tour? So as you can see, it quickly becomes this issue where someone might not be receiving the highest level of customer service there. So we were able to really, it took a lot of work and fine tuning, but we were able to split those roles. So to the fact where the majority of the time, even when somebody is selling a house, they're working with one of our agents on the sales side, and they're working with another, a buyer's agent versus a listing agent, to help them in that home search. And a huge advantage right now, the market's moving so fast that having a dedicated buyer's agent, when something comes up, they can go show you right away. They're not working on some of those other issues or negotiations, worried about those sellers over there. Their only job is to make sure you, the buyer, finds that house in a timely manner and is able to get into it. And in fact, we've actually taken that in the last couple months another step forward. And it's just, it's not something that's been done here in Tri-Cities. And, you know, we always come against a little bit of kickback when we start doing these things. But our buyer's agents now have a showing partner who is, if, for instance, that buyer's agent isn't available for some reason, I do occasionally have to give them 2 or 3 hours off where they don't answer their phone. I mean, it's crazy, Mike.
In a month.
In a month, yeah. And so what we've done now is we have coverage now with a showing partner, so that if the buyer agent can't get to that particular listing in that time period, and it's part of the market that's driven us to do this, they have a showing partner who can go out there, open the door, show them the house, get them in, and then they can make a decision if they want to write it up. They call their buyer agent. They can come after their next appointment. Now, is that a huge investment and a luxury? Absolutely. And people think we're crazy for doing it. I'll just tell you that right now, because my showing partner, who's just showing houses, has to be a fully licensed agent. So we've had to get him licensed. We've had to go through that education. We have to pay him a salary so that he's available to be doing that. But in the end of the day, it's going to give a heightened level of customer service to our clients that are looking to buy and are working with our buyer's agents. So quick breakdown of some new changes to our team structure that's helping our buyers in a tight market find and get the house they want. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Mike about a little bit about his team structure at Home Street and talk a little bit more about the importance of having a team in the second half of 2017 to help you meet your real estate needs.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about team structure, how the business actually operates and those things get done, and really how that becomes a differentiating factor when you're looking from firm to firm, deciding on who you're going to hire. Mike and I talked on the air on the first episode, and we actually want you to hire us. And so here we go with that differentiating factor. Mike, I know one of the reasons why we work really well together and our clients get their loans and get their deals closed is our teams work well together. So we talked a little bit about our structure on the real estate side. How does it work over there at Home Street?
I was just jotting down numbers over here and listening to what you were talking about on the first half. And we've got 7 loan officers, 3 assistants to those 7. And then we have 8 people on what we call our operations side. And so you got basically 10 people bringing the business in, and then another 8 processing, working with underwriting, working with appraisals, working with closing and all those different things. So it's almost a 1-to-1 ratio. Good thing on our side, we've got 2 of the top 3 loan officers in the entire company, and Home Street closes more loans in Washington State for purchase loans than any other company. And we've got 500 loan officers spread across 6 states. But 2 of the top 3 as far as closed units are right here in Kennewick.
That's impressive. And you guys haven't been open that long. I mean, I know it's
3.5 years.
3.5 years, yeah. And to come in and do that in this market, congratulations. That's awesome. And a lot of that is your structure with your team, I think, over there.
Well, it's the platform. It's what led me to choose Home Street and to open that here. It's upper management is excellent. Everyone that is above me has done my job. And how great is it that your boss knows the hurdles and knows the different things that you're running into? So whenever you raise your hand, they're ready to help.
Yeah, that's huge. We find that a lot in our industry, you know, too. Same thing where we're able to guide the agents. And when you get 19, 20 years and gray hair like I'm getting, you can give that advice. And you've probably seen something very similar to that.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got great management all the way up to the CEO and just so many years of experience. It's amazing. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Holly and Kim, your transaction coordinators. So we work with them a lot, and they're super helpful whenever we need something. The assistants on our side and myself, we work with them a ton, and it's a joy.
Good. Well, thanks, Mike. And that's one of the things that we saw happening with the industry, and that is that the amount of paperwork necessary to get the deal done as we moved and evolved was becoming more and more. And so, you know, in the past, you might have needed, say, 15 years ago, you might have needed to talk to a lender 3 times, you know, your initial application, some paper files. Now, I mean, I'd hate to think with all the different disclosures and touches and relooks at the file, you probably have to talk to the client 10 times versus 3.
Well, the hope is that you do as much upfront as possible. I mean, that's the goal, is that you get all of those questions answered. You get all the paperwork you need up front. With the years of experience that we have, that's where the expertise is getting as much upfront as possible and anticipating what underwriting needs. That's always the plan. The funny thing on our side is I still have to have you over to see how many emails it takes to actually get one to closing, because you're right. There's a closing disclosure, and that kind of triggers the end. So it's funny now, since the rules changed about 2 years ago, and we go off the close date now, and we go backwards and say, okay, well, the closing disclosure has to happen by this day, which means the appraisal has to be back by this day, which means we have to have final underwriting by this day. And you just keep moving back and say, all right, well, we need everything by this day so that we can do this by this, because we have to have everything done by this. You can map out a whole closing and know when you need to have things done.
Yeah, and I'm glad you do that. And that little nugget right there could be a huge differentiating factor, is you've actually set up that schedule and reverse engineered it and worked it backwards to know if you're getting behind and what would have to happen. And there's nothing worse than, you know, setting up movers and having moving trucks ready and then having to move those dates three or four times. It's very difficult to just magically move a crew of six guys that are coming to move a house. You don't want to have to move that date too many times before there's some issues. And so having that communication and being proactive, that's fantastic. Well, thanks for all you do on that side of things. A little bit more just about that structure. And one of the things Mike and I were talking about and really going over is that is people would always laugh, you know, they used to. And now I think as the industry has changed and they've become used to it a little more, is I would set up an appointment to meet with folks and come out and I'd be talking to a seller, or one of my listing agents is talking to a seller, and the seller would say, well, when we come out to get all the paperwork done and sign the contract and everything, do I have to have the house ready for photographs, you know, that night you're at the, you know, meeting with us? And I would always laugh and I would say, absolutely not. Please trust me. You don't want me taking the pictures of your house. And it's not point and shoot, you know, to find things at the best angle and the best light. And that is not what I do. I'm very good at negotiating those deals, knowing what needs to be in our contracts, giving that advice. But when it comes to showcasing that, having a professional photographer on staff like we do makes a huge difference.
Plus, not having your thumb over the lens.
Yeah, thumb over the lens, and who knows what else. I mean, you know, I'd probably have a cat in the picture and, you know, and everything else. And then you're, you know, the classic, you know, not trying to take a selfie, you know, but you see them all the time where you've got a mirror, you know, you're trying to take a picture of a bathroom and you're taking a picture of yourself in the bathroom mirror. I mean, some of the things I see are just unbelievable. McKay, you're laughing at me over there.
So, I just have the vision. Occupied.
Yeah, so it's definitely where we've split that up. Professional graphic designer on staff, photographer on staff, and then we have, like we talked about, the different roles so that you're getting somebody specific that you can talk to and that's licensed. So that is a little bit more about our team structure. As we start to wrap up some of the second half of this, I wanted to get and with you and talk a little bit about some inventory that we have. We have some new listings, and right now in this marketplace, new listings are something that a lot of listeners are looking for. We're still in a short supply of homes on the market, so pick three this week. Number one, 2297 Copper Hill Street out in Richland. This house shows like brand new. Three bedroom, two bath Rambler out in Horn Rapids. This is a polished built home, luxury plank flooring, split bedroom design, 1737 square feet, absolutely fantastic built in shelving, quartz slab countertops, full tile backsplash. I mean, this place is absolutely show ready, fantastic. Price $315,000. So that's a brand new listing just put on the market the last day or so. Pick number two, West Pasco, 6419 Three Rivers Drive. This is a three bedroom, three bath with a bonus room, almost 2,500 square feet, formal living room, laminate wood floors. Two pantries in the kitchen, big dining area, and then you've got just an awesome 21 by 19 bonus room space on the upper level. Great big master suite, half bath and laundry room down on the main level, fully fenced backyard, and that's coming in at $267,500. So hard price point to find right now, and that's a great West Pasco property. And then pick number three, this is out in Kennewick. This is 41014, and this is 2100 Private Road Southeast in Kennewick. This is a great peaceful, private country setting. Dream shop on this place. Absolutely fantastic. It's on 5 acres at the end of the private drive, 2,600 square feet. Custom home, kind of over garage plan with big windows, capture some beautiful, beautiful views. Master bedroom has private bath, large shower, covered deck and lighting are great for those evenings, the summer evenings that we're having right now. Brand new high-end HVAC, 4-car garage, also makes a great recreation room. Could easily be converted to more bedrooms. And then heated and cooled shop. This place is absolutely fantastic. And that's coming in at $399.9. So that's 2,600 square feet, 4.8 acres in Kennewick, under $400,000. So there's some great, great inventory out there. As we wrap up, Mike was pointing at me as I was doing my pick three. He said, reminder, as part of the team approach, we even have professional installation of our signs. There's nothing that bugs me more being in the industry. It's like everybody has those little pet peeves. And that is when I see a sign blown down in the wind or twisted or leaning over. Trust me, the signs we install professionally painted high-end sign, if it's leaning over, a car or truck has hit it. So I'll have a big problem if my signs are leaning over. So we like to have that look and that professionalism as part of what we provide for our sellers. Great, great week, busy, and I've got a shout out to our listeners because I think I had three direct referrals last week from the radio show, people that had heard the show, called in, wanted us to come out, check out their properties, give them an evaluation. Thank you for the referrals. Thank you for the listeners for that. And Mike, how can people get a hold of you at Home Street?
572-3650 is the office line.
All right, and we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.